Okay, Erev Tov, everyone. We begin Perek Samach Dalet, chapter 64 in the Rambam Mor Nevuchim. And the Rambam is going to, 64 continues with 63 as we're discussing the name of Hashem. We discussed the Shem of Mefarsh. We explain Ekya Asher Ekya. We're going to see there's a lot of relevance to this. Now, the main idea of the Rambam is going to tell us now is if you look in the review sheet over here, which there should be enough.
No, Rabbi, we have, everybody has it in front of them.
Okay, so there's going to be three meanings of the name Hashem, or applications of it, Yud, Hey, and Vav, Hey. And there's a sort of correlation between the meaning of the word Kavod in reference to Hashem, which is the glory of Hashem. And we'll see there is some overlap. Okay, so just hang on to the sheet and we'll just glance back and forth from the text to the screen to the sheet. Okay, and it's very straightforward. Da, you should know, Kishem Hashem, the name of Hashem. Okay, so this is following up what we had in the last chapter when Moshe said, when they're going to ask me, Mashemo, right? They want to know about his essence. So let's talk more about that Shem Hashem. So it has three different meanings, so to speak. What are they? Pa'amim, sometimes, habakana bekach, etzem Hashem. We're talking about the essence of the name, meaning the way it's expressed. Saying with the dots and everything, yud hey vav hey. What does that mean? For example, Kama Shomer, lo sisa eshem Hashem elokecha lashav. You shall not say God's name in vain. So what do we mean when we say God's name? Shem Hashem, it's Shem Hashem. Do not say the yud k vav k name in vain. So what does that mean? It means don't pronounce it in vain. However you would say it, we're not allowed to say it. It's the ineffable name. So you're transgressing a lav. So we're talking about the Shem Hashem is strictly how it's pronounced. No meaning, no anything. When the Torah writes, don't take the name of Hashem in vain, it means don't say God's name of Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, if you don't understand it or anything. Don't say it with the nikud that it's supposed to have. Or another example is, v'nokev Shem Hashem. If somebody curses out the name of the Shem, he's stoned to death. What does it mean, cursing out the name of Hashem? You curse out when you say and express yud hey vav hey with the nikud, you know, by God, yud hey vav hey, I curse out that God, and you say that name. So that's a halachic aspect.
Yeah.
In other words, we're looking in terms of halacha. How do you transgress saying Hashem's name in vain? The biblical, there's also derivatives of that. I understand, but this is the basic form. So it's a halachic application of the name Hashem. And that's what the note says. It's used the pronounced usage of the actual four-letter name as it has halachic repercussions. So that's one way of understanding.
Those witnesses, people.
A witness would have to hear it being said.
No, I mean those people go around and say the J witnesses. No. They use the name.
I don't know if it counts with a J. I don't know. But anyway, it would certainly be the name of Hashem in vain. Okay, v'zeh rav l'mos, and there's so many examples of that. Okay, that's number one. Number two, upam hakavona b'kach, it means atzmo yis'alov amita. So it talks about the essence of Hashem. We're now talking, this is the best explanation we can give for God. And now we're defining in human way, which is clearly nothing. Remember he said, God is, I am what I am. So what is you? He is what he is. That's the meaning. He is what he is, meaning he's an indispensable reality. And that is the most accurate translation for inaccurate human beings who have no understanding what God is. So it's what the meaning we would apply, although it's not the true meaning. We never know the true meaning of Hashem. But how do we understand Hashem? And that was Ekya Asher Ekya, the same thing. That's saying, I am what I am. I'm defined by what defines me, and I define myself. I'm defined by myself. And that means the essential quality of Hashem. And that's what he said in point number two, to signify God's essential essence. Okay? And that's where it says, for Amrili, Moshe said, Mashemot. They're going to say, what's his name? So I'm telling you, it's Ekya Sher Ekya, which is really just a broader definition of Yud Hei Vav Hei. Okay, that's the second meaning. Upa'amim, and sometimes have a kind of a kach, Sivun Yisala, where it's used in the context of a command of Hashem, where it's used connecting to another word, and it'll never be found alone with Yud Hei of Hei. And as you see in the notes, point three, to signify God's will or commandment. What's the example of that? Atshiher Amreinu, when we say, Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem is understood as Ki'ilu, Amar is what we say, the Devar Hashem, the words of Hashem, Omamar Hashem, or the words of which means the will of Hashem. Kamo Sha'amar, as we bring a pasuk, where it's going to be number four, source number four, where it says, He Shomer Mipanav, be careful from him. Ushma b'kolo, listen to his voice. Al tamer bo, don't rebel against Hashem. Ki lo yisal aveshechem, he won't hold on to your sins. Ki shemi b'kirbo, because my name is in his midst, which means to say, my will is in his midst. In yono, divorai b'kirbo, my words are inside of him, so to speak. O mamori b'kirbo, my words are in him. In other words, the word, it's a utensil for my will. And I will explain these words when I talk about the homonym of Malach. In other words, when later on in the second section, Perek Zion, when he's going to talk about something, a Navi is called a Malach. A malach Hashem. A malach Yudeva. What does that mean? So an angel that carries out the will of Hashem. Or a Navi who delivers a necessary message from Hashem. So it's used in context of the will of Hashem. All those words are, so if it's the Devar Hashem. The Navi is saying the Devar Hashem. What do you mean? The words of God? Not the words of God. The will of Hashem. It's always going to be connected with Yud Hei Vav Hei. Is that telling me anything about Yud Hei Vav Hei? We don't know what it is more than what the second application is. But it's, and not what Hashem says, but it's the emissary who's carrying the will of Hashem. So whenever you see the letters in the Torah, Yud Hei Vav Hei, there's only three ways we can explain it. Most of them is the second one. The essential name of Hashem, that's the best that we can understand. The other one is the halachic. How do you say Hashem's name to transgress? And number three, an agency of Hashem, the will of Hashem. That's how, whenever you see Yud Hei Vav Hei, that's how you got to look at it.
What about the whole thing about Midat HaRachamim that we talk about, all that?
Well, that's the essence of Hashem.
Yeah. That is. Can you say also, it's like judgment is also the essence of Hashem, no?
Okay. But that's not Yud Hei Vav Hei.
No,
it's Rachamim.
I understand.
You want the din, that's Elohim.
Right, I'm just saying that we normally distinguish between the two, and I didn't hear that sort of brought
but
up.
But because it's the essence of Hashem, and clearly the essence of Hashem is to give, is rachamim. But that's what do you call it, man's application of an attribute, but it's not really the attribute of Hashem. That's already something for, so you're technically right, he could have given a fourth point on that, but that's already more of a Talmudic interpretation of it as opposed to a basic simple pshat in the pasuk. But you're technically right. Okay, so that is the name of Hashem. Now we're going to get to the word kavod, where he's bringing, because there's going to be an overlap between the second meanings of Hashem and kavod, as you'll see. V'chein kavod Hashem. So how would you translate kavod Hashem? Glory. So what does that mean? The glory of Hashem. What does glory of Hashem mean? So three meanings as well. Yesh shakavana bo ha'or hanivra. a light that was created. Asher Hashem Mashra also, Hashem has it rest, b'makom in a certain place, l'chavod for honor al derech ha'nes miraculously, such as, v'yashkein kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. The kvod of Hashem rested on Har Sinai, or v'yichaseu, or it covered it up, or kvod Hashem moleas ha'mishkan, the honor of Hashem covered up the Mishkan, so to speak. So what that is God, as it says in the sheet, a created light that signifies God honoring a particular place. So it could mean an actual creation that Hashem creates, either a cloud or a light. And that shows that this is a place that Hashem is honoring because it's special, or he's going to be communicating to Moshe this place.
But that's the Shekhinah we've always learned.
That's not what he is saying, so to speak.
I know. When we say that Moshe came because of Shekhinah.
There's a lot of definitions of Shekhinah. Okay, but it's a physical manifestation that's showing Hashem is saying this is a special place.
So like Har Sinai.
Because Hashem is manifesting this as a special place where he may be. So that's the kavod. So it's really a created being. Now it's interesting when you go back to Perek Yud Tes, where Hashem talked about kavod, and you're not going to be able to go back to Yud Tes, but when he talks about it, he says kavod is, when he talks about the word mole, when he's saying something is filled with his honor, so he says the real meaning is mole means there's perfection. There's real perfection. When it says that Mishkan was filled with his kavod, he says filled, which is a problem. Filled means perfection. And then the Rambam at the end says, but if you're going to explain it as a created being, you don't lose. But now he's saying this is the meaning. So it seems to be a contradiction. Because in Yutes, he says, when it says that the Mishkan was filled with God's honor, filled is a problem word. So filled means as achieved perfection. But if you learn, it means, it doesn't mean a light at all. If the Mishkan is filled with perfection. So, but if you learn it's a light, you don't lose. Now the question is, so why is he using that as the Lechachila translation over here? So it could be the answers like this. In the beginning, in the earlier chapters, he's trying to take us away from any idea of corporeality. So the word mole is a very corporeal term. Hashem says you cannot say God fills any place. And therefore it has to be perfection. Now that we're not worried about corporeality anymore, so now we could say, so fine. And there really is a cloud. There really is a created light. But he was distancing us from the wrong interpretation of mole versus kavod. So now he can go use that, and there's no problem with that. Okay, so that is the first one. Next, the yesh shakavon bekach. Another one is the intention, the same as the name of Hashem was by the second one. So it's his truth. What did Moshe say to Hashem? Show me your kavod.
Right.
Now, what did he mean by kavod? Show me your essence.
Yeah.
And Hashem said, I can't show you that.
Right?
Ubo hatshuva, Hashem said, Kilo yiranam v'chai, nobody could see me and live. Malame, that teaches us, shakavod amar kan, when it says kavod in that particular situation, it's atzmo. It's his essence. For Omer, when it says kavod decha, your kavod, so it's l'romamus, to glorify. Kider shibaner b'amu for Omerli mashmo. If we say, what is his name? So we want to know, what is his essence? Okay. So therefore, that's the second one. That's what the sheet says, to signify God's essential essence, very similar to number two of the name of Hashem. So the Yud-Heh Vav-Heh can be used as the essential name of Hashem, and that is the best description of his essence that we have. And kavod, it could be synonymous with Hashem. Mm-hmm. So when you have the kavod, harenos kavod cha, what it really means is harenino es yud hei vav hei of you. So that's like a synonymous term. So that's why he's connecting these two threes together, because they overlap of the second one of each translation. The yesh and the third one, shekavod bilas kavod, what is what? Ma shekol b'nei adam meromimim es Hashem. It's how people honor Hashem. And what's that? What's the third thing on the sheet? The honor accorded to God by both speaking and non-speaking creations. We'll see that it's possible to give honor. Kvod Hashem is giving honor to Hashem. How do we give honor to Hashem? He's going to explain this now. So he says, V'af kol zuloso yis'ala, and everything else beyond Hashem, meromimimoso, they elevate him. Ki romimos hamiti, what's the greatest praise or elevation of Hashem? Ki akoris gaduloso, recognizing Hashem's greatness. When the creation recognizes Hashem's greatness, they're recognizing his kavod. Okay, and we're giving kavod to Hashem. V'chol mi shehisi gadluso v'shleimos, anyone who can comprehend his greatness and perfection, reikvar romamu, he's elevated him, kifi erech hasagos, to the extent of a person's comprehension. So everyone's going to comprehend differently. We'll see examples. V'adam bilvad, and a human being, when we talk about a human being alone, Meromeim, he elevates him, bitvorim, with words. Levateus masha hisigusichel, to express what he comprehends as an intellect. Umediosol is uloso, and he tells it to others. In other words, it's like David HaMelech talking about the wonders of creation. So what's he doing? He's giving kavod to Hashem by saying, I'm expressing what I understand is the greatness of Hashem. And that's the kvod Hashem that others, so to speak, glorify Hashem with their words. But it's not limited to that. Vasher ein lo hasaga, what if something cannot comprehend, could go on hadomim, like inanimate objects? How about a huge mountain? Mount Everest. Does Mount Everest speak of the covet of Hashem?
Sure.
Well, not in words, but people look at it, their breath is taken away, and they create poetry of great honor to Hashem. Right? So that's a place where I can sense the covet of Hashem, the honor of Hashem. So harehu ke'ilu meromamam, because it's like the mountains are elevating Hashem, biyosem morim b'divam, they indicate by their nature, al yecholos mamtsiyom, of the ability of the one who made the mountain. V'yirizegar, what's that going to cause? L'misbonim b'em, to someone who reflects, a human being looks at it, l'romim will elevate Hashem from that. And diber bil shana, he'll speak with his tongue. O shalo diber, imer mashein shayfu diber, or to not speak about something that's not possible to speak. Ukar hirchi v'aloshen ivri b'kach, and the Hebrew language is expanded in such a way, at sheminichan al inyan seh, where we can even use the word amira, we can even say speaking, like the heavens speak your glory, something like that. When we say speaking, what it really means, they're not talking. Shemayim is sapring kvod Hashem. The heavens speak about God's honor. They don't say a word, but we look at it, and it causes others to speak about it. So it's like they're speaking, right? For Omrim, and they say, Amasha ein lo hasaga, something that we really don't have any comprehension, true comprehension, but shushavach, it's a praise. Such example, Domel says, kol otzmosai tomarna, all my bones say, Hashem mi kamocha, who is like you. So are my bones speaking?
No.
No, they're not speaking. Himshil esayosim mechayvim dea. So it's a mashal that they're really obligating understanding zukilo, as if the bones said it. Ho v'gam machmasona, because of the bones, that is becomes understood by others. Ubit hetem, and similar to the calling out inyan zeh kavod nemar, melo chol haaretz kivodo, the world is filled with his honor. What does it mean? It means, again, mole filled, meaning it's a perfection. It's showing a perfection, and it's speaking the kavod of Hashem, that the praises of Hashem come from the fact that the world is so beautifully designed. Domer Laomer, similar one says, Vitihiloso, and his praises, Muleoris, fill the earth. Same thing. Kiha Halel, when you praise, that's Tihiloso, Nikra Kavod, that is an honor. Ukfar Nemer also says, Tenu Lashem Lokech Ukvod, give to Hashem your God honor. Venemar Ubehechelo, and in his, what do you call it, sanctuary, Kulo all Omer Kavod, say Kavod. When we say Nemar Harbor, there's many examples. Vahagvein, but you got to also know there's a shame, Meshutav Zebemilos Kavod, and there's going to be a homonym to this word Kavod. Venu Bechol Makom, and it's understood in all places. Kvinyono, and if you understand this, Vitinotso Mishibushim, for many mistakes. In other words, Kavod is simple honor. It's simple honor, giving a person honor, but it's a homonym. It's not the same thing we're talking about Hashem. So there are the three meanings of Hashem's name, and the Shem Hashem, and the three meanings of Kavod, which are the connection of the second definition of both, are really the same thing. Okay, easy class. Not too hard. Yashur Koyach. Thank you.